This is Jan Christian, recording in Atascadero, California. I've learned about faithfulness and sacrifice as a result of a very strange journey I've been on. Since I inadvertently found some of the men who were in Vietnam with my older brother, Second Lieutenant Robert M. Christian Jr., Bobby to me, who was killed on April 11, 1969. My son, Luke Christian, did an internet search for his own name and turned up a page where some of my brother's Marine brothers paid tribute to him. In the years since then, I have met with many of those men and even attended their reunions. After my brother's death in Vietnam, I saw him as a victim more than anything else. My brother joined because he received a draft notice after he graduated from college. He wrote a poem questioning war shortly before his death. The Marine Corps took a gentle young man who was taught thou shalt not kill in church and turned him into a killer. It's hard for me to even speak that sentence, but of course that is what young Marines are trained to do. The Marine Corps part of his life was not something I wanted to dwell on. And so, for many years, I did not. The Marine Corps motto is Semper Fidelis, always faithful. Many of the guys end their email messages with Semper Fi or S/F, and I often end mine with always faithful. We are all faithful, but to what or to whom? When this journey began, I would have said that my faithfulness was quite different from Marine Corps faithfulness. I would have said theirs is a blind faithfulness and that mine is a questioning faithfulness. I would have spoken about the differences in how we view doubt and ambiguity, but what I've learned has both surprised and humbled me. Marines have a commitment to leave no body behind. For these men, it meant they would risk death to haul a body out of a rice paddy. My mom used to say, do not spend money on me when I'm dead. Wherever I die, dig a hole under me. I would have also taken this to mean that I shouldn't risk my life to haul her body out of a rice paddy. In one conversation with a Marine, I said, I can't imagine my brother would have wanted someone else to risk their life to retrieve his body. I would hate to think that others might have died to do that. He looked at me like he didn't know where to start because I just didn't get it. He was right. But now I get it. Everything hinges on what we are willing to do for one another. Our willingness to sacrifice ourselves to protect one another is everything. We are all in this together. We are all we have. We are the saviors we've been waiting for. The greatest sin is to put your own safety above the safety of others. The higher your rank, the greater your position of privilege, the greater the sin. When we put our own safety first, we are lost, and so is everyone else. There is no such thing as individual salvation. We are lost or saved together. When we know that others will put our safety before theirs, all things become possible. There's another part of Leave No Body Behind that illuminates Marine faithfulness. You are part of something greater. It began before you, and it will go on after you. You enter into a stream of history, and you will be remembered. You are part of a living tradition. Your memory and your sacrifice will not be in vain. Your Marine brothers will continue to carry you with them, whatever the cost. And my brother's Marine brothers have continued to carry him and others who made the ultimate sacrifice. While still in the midst of war, these boys and young men contacted family members of killed and wounded brothers. They sent their own family members to visit the sick and wounded. They came home and named sons after fallen brothers. One son is named Robert Christian Ager. They made pilgrimages to the wall, just to touch a name. One of the men drove 2,400 miles to attend the memorial service of the man whose face he first saw when he woke up after losing his left arm in a firefight. Whenever they gather for company or battalion reunions, they hold memorial services. Another part of Marine faithfulness is that the right thing is not always the easy thing. You do it anyway.